Daniel Murphy of the Nationals. Daniel, I was reading where you've started to put more emphasis or research more on stuff like fan graphs and analytics. You think that kind of stuff is important?
It just depends on the player. Some guys find it useful. Other guys, realize that this is an athletic event, and sometimes the best thing is to just be as athletic as possible. I always enjoy, certain markets, and baseball is a unique market, and so I like to gather as much information as I can, but there's plenty of guys in this league that have success that don't really feel it necessary to do that, and so it just kind of depends on the player.
I was reading though, you look at stuff like exit velocity and launch angle and things like that.
Yeah, I look at stuff like that. Yeah, I'll look into things like that. It's something that I like to look at personally. I feel like it helps me. But again, I think it's unique to the individual.
I read where you also we're talking that kind of stuff with Ryan Zimmerman. He's off to a great start. He's worked on changing his launch angle during the off season, and he was talking with you.
Yeah, I'll take zero credit for the way Ryan's swinging the bat right now. He's been some kind of locked in. Hit a huge home run for us yesterday. Had great at bats all day. He's had great at bats since I've seen him in spring training. It's just carried into the season, and he's been fun to watch. But I'll put on record as I take zero credit for the way Ryan's swinging the bat right now.
Statistically, you had the best year of your career last year, especially in terms of power. And I remember you credit some of that back to working with Kevin Long in your final year with the Mets.
Yeah, Kevin and Pat Ross are here. We're, two guys that I think, invested in me a great deal, and I'm truly humbled and appreciative of what they were able to do. Those guys, were awesome, enjoyed working with them, and I've been really excited to take up some of the work that I've done here in New York and bring it to Washington, with Rick Hsu and Jock Jones as well, too.
I remember also Tony Gwynn was one of your favorites growing up. What did you learn by watching Tony?
I never seemed Tony ever gave away a pitch. Always in balance at the plate, could center anything, and just really, really good at bats. As a testament to his career numbers that you look at. So he was always one of my favorites to watch.
I know you play fantasy football, but not that you know how baseball works yet, but. You were a pretty high draft pick this year. After what you did last year, how do you react when you hear that?
Control the things you can control right now. I think in this game, it's to go out there and try to play good defense and have good at bats.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
All right, brother. Have a good one.